This is a very interesting question. Are we awake in life? Are we living an awakened life, is another way to put it. Hey, David Essel here. For 45 years now in the world of counseling and personal growth, number one best-selling author, and of course, podcast, radio, TV, we do it all. This topic is massively important to me, and I think as we grow spiritually and as we grow in our maturity, as we age, doesn't matter when we start. Some people start their growth of spirituality and maturity in their 90s, and others the minute they're born, they come out with this just a special gift. But the question is, how awake are we really? In other words, how much are we noticing life? How much are we living in the present moment? How much are we noticing the clouds or the changing of the flowers and the trees because of the weather, the springtime coming in? How awake are we? How aware are we? When we go into a store, do we just automatically look behind us to keep the door open if there's someone coming in behind us going into the store? Same thing going out. You know, when you're standing in the store and you're leaving, do you look behind yourself if it's not an automatic door, right? To hold it for someone that might have their hands full of groceries or clothing or whatever it is they just purchased. How awake are we? Do we see patterns in relationships repeating and repeating and repeating, but we're not doing anything to change that? Then we're not very awake, right? Those awakened people say, okay, this has been the fourth week that we've had these arguments going on and on and on about X. Let's get help. Let's figure this out. Let's hire someone. Let's do something. But we have to be awake. We have to be aware that we're repeating patterns that aren't healthy. And I think that's one of the biggest things about this whole concept of being awake, is that individuals that are awake are very self-aware. And they realize, you know, I'm being a little codependent with my children right now, or my partner, or my best friend, or whatever it might be. You know, they're self-aware, like they're awake, right? I'm eating a little bit more than I should, and I see I've gained a pound or two, so they're aware, they're awake. And now they make changes to go back and lose that pound or two, or whatever it might be, right? Some people may go, you know, I've noticed I'm watching a lot more television, or I'm scrolling a lot more in the evening. And then I also notice my sleep isn't that great when I'm scrolling in the evening. You see, they're awake, they're aware, they're looking for opportunities to grow. I saw a statistic on social media the other day, and I can't remember who it was that said it, but they said something like 10% of the world's population are here to maximize their potential, to do everything they can to make a difference in this world. 90% are just getting by to die. And that's a pretty sad statistic. And that has everything to do with this topic of being awake. For those people who are awake and alive, you notice that bunny in the backyard, right? Because you're looking for it. You notice that cloud formation because you're looking for it. You're looking for that person to hold the door for because you're awake and you're aware. You're looking to let someone in traffic when no one else will because you're awake and you're aware. You understand if someone cuts you off in traffic, not to take it personally. May not be the funnest thing that you have happened over the day, but we don't know what's going on in that other driver's life. So let's be aware. Let's be awake. Let's reach out and help people. Let's do everything we can to make this world a better place. If you need help, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. 45 years in the world of counseling, helping people from all over the world. We have specials right now because of inflation, and we always have at least 5 of our books for free at the website, talkdavid.com. Let's become more awake and have a beautiful day. Bye now.